This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
It is the Brett Mega Show. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Friday. Today, a video is going to come out a little bit later on the show as we give our final number of the Project Cupid, where we collected handmade Valentines from schools across the St. Louis community. And then we deliver them to nursing homes and senior citizens and let them know the younger generation is thinking about them. It was such a powerful movement. But I want to do something now on the show before I forget, or before we get into that and the final numbers and all the schools, is I want to thank the show members for all their hard work. I think that people don't realize how much extra work went into this and how much we really truly care. And it came from the bottom of our hearts. Hannah had coordinated all 29 schools and reached out to all the teachers and the organization behind it all. Even yesterday, Hannah had made one little mistake, but one little mistake is a huge mistake for those students at Liberty Middle School and forgot to go to the school. They had a parade signed up and they had made over 900 cards and we'd missed that date. And she circled back around and was at Edwardsville, drove out there after the show, collected them. And then because we had missed that date, and then missed the distribution date for those Valentines, Hannah personally just drove around to nursing homes looking who would drop them off and who would take them. And so I just want to say thank you for all your hard work on that, Hannah. Oh. It was hours and hours of time and effort because you care and you genuinely have one of the biggest hearts. So thank you, Hannah.
I mean, it's so well worth it. I would do it all again. And we will continue to do it years and years to come.
AB had said that she had driven past her exit multiple times because she was so exhausted. And then what I don't think people realize, too, is after the show, we still have all the other responsibilities that we normally do for our job. And that's just what having a job is. And then we were doing this on top of our normal work and what life is like on the show. But then AB, after we go to those parades or school assemblies, she has to take all the footage, download all the footage, spend hours editing this video that's going to come out later today, and does all of the work beyond the work after the work.
On top of client videos, on top of deadlines.
And so, AB, I just wanted to tell you, thank you for missing your exit so many times.
Right.
You're welcome.
And Kevin, hours in the car every single day for the show. And then some of these locations were so far away from where you live, and times where you're driving out in those snowy, icy conditions, and your wife was texting you, "Don't do it, Kevin." But Kevin still did it because, from the bottom of hearts, delivering those to the nursing homes and seeing those seniors so happy meant the world to him. So I think sometimes as a leader, I say, trust me blindly, and I ask the show to do these crazy things. But I just wanted to say thank you to all three of you guys for doing all of those things, because that's the difference that this show is and the difference we're making in the community. So thank you guys.
Brett, thank you for coming up just with an amazing idea. And you cannot put a price on personal touch. You cannot put a price on going out to these schools, and we'll talk about it later on the show, and even going to these nursing homes. It is unbelievable, the feelings you have. It does restore your faith in humanity. It makes you feel proud to do what you do. And to bring those Valentines to those seniors is an experience that I personally will never forget.
You're the push, you're the drive, and you have led every single assembly. You've made every kid smile, every kid laugh. You were holding hands with people at the nursing homes.
I mean, a dance off.
You're the pulse of Project Cupid for sure.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. We're doing something special. And so I want to thank you, the show members, but also the people who are listening right now. If your kids made Valentine's or you have done anything that helps spread kindness or love in any way, shape, or form, happy Valentine's Day to you, because that's what this show is all about.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay. Let's hear it.
This year is the 25th annual Hardee's Rise and Shine for Heat today, this morning during their breakfast hours. So this fundraiser welcomes hundreds of volunteers as official greeters at your local Hardee's. I was kind of in that last year.
You were.
I don't really know what my job was. Like, the company just like sent me
to take pictures,
and I just kind of stood around. I don't know, but it was cool.
It was cool. And the best part about that was AB came back with those sausage egg biscuits.
Yes.
It's awesome that like some delicious food actually goes towards a good cause, though.
And all sandwiches are only $1.
Oh, yes. So it's $1 sausage and egg biscuit sandwiches, and all of the sales go to Heat Up St. Louis.
That's today. So if you go and get a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, which is what like AB's specialty is, boom, it's only going to cost you $1, and it goes towards a great cause. And it's been freezing these last couple of days. And just a reminder that, you know, our city needs to be heated up and we need some resources. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Let's talk about like life being a box of chocolates. You know, a lot of people getting chocolates for Valentine's Day. What's the best filling inside a box of chocolates? Get that Fannie Mae box. Get that heart-shaped box. What do you want inside the chocolate?
I'm really not.
Hannah's going to go off on filling.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I hate any type of filling. And I'm really not a dessert girl or a chocolate girl. Like, I don't really love like.
You don't like the box of chocolates from like Fannie Mae?
I've never even heard of. Who is Fannie Mae?
Yeah, I don't know who Fannie is, but.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
What is wrong?
Fannie Mae, they're like.
Where
they're
do
like
you guys live?
Their...
Like, where? Like what happens in the world little bubble you live in?
I don't eat chocolate, really.
Yeah,
I don't
like
look at
chocolate.
What's on the box. I just eat it.
I mean, if I had to eat chocolate, I would, I guess, opt for like a. Maybe like a cookies and cream.
Okay, so like,
I don't
is
even
that
know
an option?
I don't think so.
That's not in there. You can't, like, when you get the box of chocolates that, like, Forrest Gump is always eating, they said the recent poll, because this was a recent poll of 4,000 Americans, caramel was number one.
That would be mine.
Ew. Nuts was two, coconut filling, toffee, and
cherry?
Then fruity filling.
Cherry
is
cordial?
Finished.
That's usually
9%.
None.
Fifth.
I would eat none of those.
I like the raspberry filling. But it's really?
So you're a fifth?
It's really hard to come by because it's always with dark chocolate, and I don't like dark chocolate. So you have to go to like certain places to get milk chocolate.
I think the best chocolate combo is pretzels, right? Like that, I like that. But if I'm going box of chocolates, like on Valentine's Day, you get the box of chocolates. I do like caramel, but I actually like dig that toffee, man. That toffee piece you get in there, man.
Yeah.
That's my vote. Hannah just wants like an empty piece of chocolate, if not. Like she's just like even good if you just skip over the chocolate.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I'll just have a soda.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
3 minutes on the clock, and I'm going to read off some headlines that are trending on Valentine's Day, and you tell me which ones you want to hear, you know, and which ones you want me to skip over. Like, how much does a dozen roses cost on Valentine's Day?
I honestly have no idea. I'm going to guess, like, $20?
Oh, you're lying. Are you lying? This is the world that Hannah lives in. Hannah is, like, literally, I love Hannah. She, like, like almost like comes from nothing, expects nothing, so cheap. $20, what you think roses cost?
I'm going to guess $120.
Not
what?
Bad.
Oh, really?
AB went to that private school.
It's that much?
It's around what AB is. The average price is
12 flowers?
$90 is this year's average.
Ouch.
Why?
In Hawaii, it's $143.
Why, though?
Gas station roses, people. I'm telling you, you can get them.
Is there like a shortage?
No, this because someone will pay for it.
Man, I need to reevaluate who's bought me roses in my life and maybe thank them again. Holy cow, I almost cussed on air.
Okay, well, which love is the strongest? Who do you think you love the most?
Who?
So there are scientists actually looked at the brain activity and discovered who we actually love the most. You get the most brain activity, the most intense love for your children.
Oh,
then for your significant other, that's when the brain active. Then it's love for a friend or family. But the
family's third.
Wait, where's mom and dad?
Yeah, I also thought that too.
Mom
and dad. Yeah, I think they're probably considered family because it said love a friend or family.
Well, geez, I hope so.
I'm guessing it's like. But I feel like mom and dad should be separate than like brother or sister or family or cousins, right? Like mom and dad did a lot for you.
Yes,
they bought a lot of roses. Mm-hmm. Must watch romantic comedies for Valentine's Day.
Ooh, what? Love a good rom-com.
All right. Your favorite, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, finished 7.
Oh!
Top 5, I'll finish it off. Crazy Rich Asians.
Really good.
That's very
to
good.
All the Boys I've Loved Before. Sleepless in Seattle. I can't believe this one is number 2. 10 Things I Hate About You was number 2.
Hmm. Number 1, When Harry Met Sally.
No.
What?
Different Tom Hanks movie. Harry Met Sally was 6.
You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail was number 1.
Makes sense.
Look, Kevin, calling out predictions there, Kevin. Mm-hmm.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Jessica.
Yes, hi.
All right. Are you ready to beat Hannah? I'm not even saying play. You're ready to beat Hannah at Hannah's homeschool.
Right out the gate.
I sure hope so.
All right. Jessica seems like she's just been living, breathing, doing double time of pop culture. She actually created TMZ. Hannah's going to leave the room. We'll ask you 5 pop culture questions. When Hannah leaves, she can't hear. Thank God. Get on out of here, Hannah. She's not wearing a blanket today. She's ice cold. All right. First question. A lot of people talking about and hyped up for Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special this weekend. Who created Saturday Night Live?
Oh, my goodness. I do not know.
Oh.
I know one of the people being on there, but I don't know who created it. So,
give us a name that's going to be on there.
Anna Rudolph.
All right. Should we count it, AB?
Sure.
All right, point.
Hannah's not going to know the answer either.
Yeah. Point for
She's
you.
Not gonna know
point for Jessica, even though we asked that same exact question, I think, yesterday.
And it's Maya Rudolph.
I was going to say, I don't know if she said Maya Rudolph, but yeah, Maya Rudolph. All right, but we still gave you the point. So
awesome.
No more free ones, Jessica, though. Nelly and his wife are going to be doing a reality TV show. Who is he married to?
Aaliyah.
Oh, no.
Ashanti. I said Aaliyah, but I said, yes, it's Ashanti.
Okay, we'll count it for you, too. All right. Which artist will do the title song for Captain America?
Oh, I do not know.
Okay.
I will just give a guess. Taylor Swift. I have no idea.
Okay. Name one person nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the class of 2025.
I don't think this is correct, but I'll say Stevie Nicks.
No, but she was recently nominated, but so that wasn't a bad guess.
Yep.
But yeah, I think she was nominated last year. Which company sells more chocolate in the United States than any other company?
Hershey.
Yes, correct. 3 out of 5. Okay, those are some tough questions. We'll see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in for Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Jessica just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. We really, really like Jessica, Hannah. I'm sorry. Like, probably more than you, I think, at this
perfect.
Point. Yeah,
perfect,
we just love her.
Perfect.
Because we were really loose on some of the answers, like, extremely loose. And tell Jessica how many we got right.
We got 3.
Yep. Even when she got, like, names that were wrong and they weren't even the names we were seeking,
oh, cool.
AB still goes, count it.
Yeah.
Look at your friend over there, AB.
Fake. Yeah.
All right, a lot of hype about this 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live coming out, going down this weekend. Who created SNL? It's not Maya Rudolph, but we do accept it as an answer for certain people.
Jimmy Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon did not.
It's crazy to me people don't know this.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon did not create SNL.
He might as well.
Lorne Michaels.
Yeah. Lorne Michaels.
Well, never even heard of that person.
Do you think it's a boy or a girl?
I'm going to say a boy.
Because you asked that.
Yeah, just because you asked that, I'm going to say a boy.
Literally every big-time comedian came from Saturday Night Live, and he was the creator of it. All right. Nelly and his wife are going to be doing a reality TV show. Who is he married to?
Ashanti.
All right. Which artist will do the title song for Captain America?
Kendrick Lamar.
Kevin's girl.
Kevin's boy.
With superheroes.
I love it. I'm going to go see it with my daughter, so it's going to be awesome.
All right.
All his favorite things. His daughter, Kendrick Lamar, and Captain America.
Yeah. And it's got two. You need to get one of these two correct to tie, Jessica, to get yourself the win. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations came out. Name one person in the class of 2025 that was nominated.
Oasis.
Wow.
Nice job.
Nicely done. Yeah. Yes. Mariah Carey, Outkast, Billy Idol, Oasis, Cyndi Lauper, all nominated. Which company sells more chocolate in the United States than any other company?
Hershey?
It is Hershey. It's actually Mars in the world, but Hershey in the United States. 4-5. Nicely done, Anna.
Other than that Lorne guy.
Yeah, not a big deal at all. Just Lorne Michaels. Jessica, you got to say this is Jessica and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Jessica and I was schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Which generation, the group generation, has the most amount of friends?
You know, I'm going to say that the baby boomers really squad going on with them. And the reason I say this is because with Project Cupid, we've been going around to all these different nursing homes, and a lot of them are like squatted up in there. They got like their crew of friends, and I'm saying the baby boomers.
All right.
I'm going to say Gen Z.
All right.
Okay, I don't know any of the terms.
You could call it like, you know, like middle school.
Okay,
you could call
I'm
it whatever you want. What
school.
Age group? What age group do you think you have the most friends? You can call it whatever you
middle
want.
Middle school. Is that different
middle
than
school?
What Hannah said?
No, she said like older generation, baby boomers.
Oh, okay, then middle school for sure.
Middle school for sure?
Yeah.
Which grade group, when did you have the most amount of friends in your life? I'll tell you what the answer is at 7:18 when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Which generation has the most friends? When you think of, when did you have the most amount of people you're like, we're friends, we're hanging out? Hannah, your guess was?
The baby boomers.
Kevin?
I said Gen Z.
I said middle schoolers, whoever they are.
Hannah, when did people say they felt like they had the most amount of friends?
A lot of people texted in and said high school. We got some people saying like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Elementary, like, age and schools, and then a really good one, and says the people in your neighborhood.
Oh, when you get a good, like, when you get like a good neighborhood crew, all those are great answers. But Hannah kind of technically is right, I guess. Where you draw the line is when you are above 60 years old, like when you're older, the older generation.
What?
That's when you have the most amount of friends.
They have time.
They got time. Again, the empty nesters are making friends.
When you're little, everybody's your friend.
I know. That's right. What I thought. I thought the same thing. But man, pickleball places are crazy, man. You can be hanging out.
They do things to you.
Yeah, pickleball joints, man. That's why everyone's friends, man.
Mega Minds.
We are officially delivered every single handmade, homemade Valentine for Project Cupid. And if you go to our Instagram right now, the video is posted. Brett Mega Show, Brett with one T, Brett, B-R-E-T, Mega Show on Instagram. You could see the memories, the moments, the emotion. AB made an incredible video that I think just shows you the power of community at its fullest extent. So please go to our Instagram, view it, like it, share it, spread some love on Valentine's Day. If you haven't been following along with what Project Cupid is, it is where we've asked schools to make handmade Valentines. We asked originally just for classes. And we opened up, I want to point this out, we only solicited for schools one time.
Yeah.
And we got to the point because we maxed out on the amount of schools we thought we could actually go, because we went to every single school and personally picked them up.
Mm-hmm. We actually overmaxed out because we forgot a school.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and Hannah was going last second. Yesterday, Hannah went last second to Liberty Middle School. And then they were amazing. And then because we had already used the group and organization that helped us distribute them out to nursing homes and senior citizens was Voice STL. They were amazing to work with. And thank you, God, for you guys. Because Hannah realized how hard it was to get all these handmade Valentines to the nursing homes and to the seniors. She just started driving around to random senior citizen facilities and saying, hey, I got Valentines for the seniors. Mm-hmm. So Hannah went above and beyond trying to make sure that every single senior got some love. on Valentine's Day, and the video captures it all. It was probably one of the most exhausting and most rewarding experiences we've had on the Brett Magus mm-hmm. show.
Yeah, I'm really almost struggling to find words about how I feel with this project. I was the one to reach out to over 30 different teachers, schools, communities, and try and coordinate all of everything to pick up these Valentines, meet all the kids, distribute everything out. And it was a lot of work, but it all was so worth it. And I can't wait to keep continuing this every single year and seeing where this goes. The amount of joy in all the kids' faces, yes. The amount of joy in all the senior citizens' faces, words can't describe it. So I'm very glad that AB created this amazing video, because you can feel the love and you can see the love in everyone's eyes, in their face, like the way we hug each other. It's amazing. So I'm very glad AB captured this in video, because even words on the radio can't describe it.
It's funny to me because I spend so many hours editing all these clips and stuff, and I recognize kids this year going through the parades and the assemblies and all of this stuff from making the video last year. So I would look at a girl and be like, oh my gosh, I remember her from last year. She's in this clip I took of her, like this video.
Wow, that's so cool.
Wow. So
it goes to show you the moments and memories shared actually mean something to all of us, and that we do consider you like family and an extension of the show. Look, going to the schools, we've created so many moments. Dropping off the nursing homes and seniors, we created moments and memories. And so the only way to really capture it is to go and see the video. But I want each of us to take a second, look back on Project Cupid and share what our favorite moment is. I'll go first, and then I want to Hannah and hear from Hannah, AB, and Kevin. Mine was the dance party that went down at Whiteside in the middle of a parade for so many different reasons. The first one is, I think everyone on the show can admit, I am annoyingly calm in stressful situations. I do not get nervous. I do not get embarrassed. The only thing on the planet that really makes me nervous or embarrassed or makes me anxious is dancing. I cannot stand it. The only people I think seen me really bust out in dance moves is my kids and my family, because it does make me nervous. And in the middle of a parade at Whiteside, I got myself into a goofy dance battle with a girl who was just busting a move. And afterwards, you could see the emotion on the teachers' faces. And as we were leaving Whiteside, Nurse Heather goes, hey, she lives with autism. She has a special aid for social circumstances because she doesn't really come out of her shell. Her mom then reached out and explained, like, this isn't my daughter. She's in third grade. We've never seen any of this before. This burst of energy. So one, I had to put myself out of my comfort zone to do this. She put herself out of comfort zone. And the other thing is, it really goes to show you that if you've ever just felt so much joy, so much love that your body just has to move. And that's what ended up happening. There was so much joy, so much love, so much trust, so much energy coming from those hallways that she had to bust a move. You just had to get into a dance battle. And I think that's so cool that that's the feeling that we were creating, that it was joy, trust, and love. And that's what Project Cupid is all about.
Oh, man, that was an amazing moment. It's hard for me to pick my favorite because every school provided something so different and amazing. But I have to say my favorite might have been over at St. Joseph's Parish. We're walking through the hallways, and St. Joseph's, they offer schooling from pre-K all the way up until like middle school. So we got to see so many different kids and walks of life in there. And as we were at the end with the little babies, there was a little girl who like waddled over to me and she gave me the sweetest compliment ever. But Brett, it kind of echoes off of what you were saying. Like, there was so much love and trust that this little itty bitty girl walked up to me in a huge crowd of people and felt confident enough to come up and talk to me and give me a compliment, give me a hug. And I will never forget that. Like, it was amazing. Just the joy and happiness in her eyes. Like, she knew what she was doing. She knew what the Valentines were for. She needs to be on the radio.
She also called you a Barbie.
Yeah. You look like a Barbie.
Barbie.
I want to hear Kevin's and AB's. And we want to give you the final number of Valentines and schools We're spreading love on Valentine's Day. We did have some help. We had all of your help collecting handmade Valentines, and then we delivered them to senior citizens, all thanks to your kids who are probably in the car right now headed to school because you're great parents. Thanks to your teachers who care so much. So many schools came out and poured out love across St. Louis. It's such a cool, cool opportunity for us to see all of these kids and see how cool the younger generation is and how smart they are and how passionate they are. And then to see the older generation and seniors receive these, it's just been so powerful. If you want to witness pure love and joy on Valentine's Day, go to our Instagram. AP had made this video that just captures it, but barely scratches the surface of some of the memories we made. If you go to Brett Mega Show on Instagram, and that's why we're sharing our favorite moments with you. AB, who made the video, what was your favorite moment during Project Cupid?
I'm forgetting the school's name. Hannah, maybe you remember where we did the Q&A with the kids.
Oh, that was at Roseacre Elementary in Maryland Heights.
They were just asking any question they could think of from like, what's your favorite color, to how old is Kevin, to are you married, do you have kids? Like, it was so funny. And then at the end, they all like ran up and gave us like a bear hug. And it was just a day when I really needed a hug, and they were just so cute. Like, they were amazing.
Kevin, oh, what was your favorite
moment?
You
know, it's so funny you mentioned hug. I have two incredible moments, and it's like, it's one of them feeling young and one of them feeling old. I'll talk about feeling old. We were at Whiteside, and a little pre-K girl, as we were going around giving high fives, just came out of nowhere and hugged my leg.
And I felt like she thought you were her grandpa. Kevin.
I know. Exactly.
It was the cutest little blonde girl.
My heart just melted. But when we dropped off these Valentines to the senior living facility and we were handing them out, one of the residents goes, "Well, where are the kids?" And I was like, "Well, where are the kids today?" And she goes, "Well, you're probably younger than me." And it just made me feel like, you know, all of this comes full circle. All of this effort, all of this work, all of this time that these students, teachers, kids, parents, everybody put into this, as we drop these off, to see their faces light up, to see them read these over and over again, hold these Valentines, is just incredible.
I'm going to piggyback off what Kevin said about the, you know, the nursing home, because we all shared a lot of moments that happened at the schools because they were so, you know, pure and beautiful. There was also a moment when we were at the senior citizen living facility, and they're just so excited. We're reading to them, and some of them are so happy and funny stories too. Like, I'll tell you a quick funny story. One's lady's like, "My significant other lives in Florida." And I was like, "Oh, my dad lives in Florida. Where does your significant other live?" Because she comes and visits me. She goes, "I can't remember." It was like so adorable, right? And so these moments of love, like, she couldn't remember. But then I'll tell you a story about the power of memory and the power of reading these things. As we're leaving one of the nursing homes, this lady comes out and she said, "Hey, wanted to tell you thank you. I just lost my husband recently. We were married for 40 plus years." And she was crying and choked up. And I can never remember names, guys. I'm the world's worst thing in names. I go, "What was your husband's name?" She said, "David." And so I'll remember David, and I'll remember that love. But that's what, and AB just started bawling her eyes out. Yeah. I think we were all like, had chills. And I think, like, for me, them reading those Valentines brought you back to memories past, love past. It reminded you of David's love. And reminded of her, probably of her wedding day, the first time she held her kids, the moments of being on the playground or seeing your kids graduate. Like, those all just come rushing back of emotions when you're alone in those nursing homes and you feel like it's all forgotten. And then all of a sudden you grab a homemade Valentine. And that's what my kids are doing. They're making homemade Valentines. And I just felt it. I just felt like, I'm going to look back, like, at a nursing home one day and someone's going to hand me a handmade Valentine. I'm going to see my sons. I'm going to see the love of our family right there. And that's what I felt like she felt in that moment. I don't want to speak for her, but I felt like she felt David's love again, and she probably needed it more because she had just lost him. And so those kids, your kids, made that happen. All we did is go and collect them and made the video, but it's your teachings, it's your kids who poured out their love and your memories that are just going to live on forever and ever and ever. It's crazy.
So special.
But how many Valentines did we collect? What is the final number of schools? We'll tell you right after Sabrina Carpenter. We got to give you our final number of all the hard work and love and energy that's poured into the Project Cupid, where we collected handmade Valentines from schools and classrooms all across St. Louis and then delivered them to nursing homes and seniors living in senior citizen living facilities so they can feel the love. We got the final number. Last year, we had done 19 schools, just about 6,000 Valentines. We had Voice STL help us distribute these Valentines out, so thank you so much. And I'm going to be honest, guys, they did like 90% of the counting of them as well, so they were super helpful for all of this. We do have the final number. AB, who edited the video, do you have the final number?
I have the final number. It was 8,685 Valentines.
8,635 Valentines collected from how many schools, Hannah?
28 different schools across St. Louis and Illinois.
Wow. 28 schools collected 8,000 plus Valentines. Every single school is mentioned in the video and shouted out because we appreciate it. If you haven't seen the video, go to our Instagram, Bread Maga Show on Instagram, to see love on Valentine's. It's the most purest and best form of love you can see is on our Instagram right now. Bread Maga Show on IG.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I have been waiting at the edge of my seat for today, not because it's Valentine's Day, but because Sabrina's Short and Sweet Deluxe album dropped at midnight. I did in fact wake up at 2 a.m. to listen to it because I was so excited. I woke myself up from a dead sleep to listen to it. So she released 5 new songs. They're here. They're sassy. They're sexy. And even a little southern too. So probably the most awaited song was her collab with the mother of all music, Miss Dolly Parton. Here is a clip of Dolly on the deluxe version of Please, Please, Please.
Maybe just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding. Really, really, really.
So that was probably the most awaited song from this album for sure. But a lot of people are going to the internet saying it sounds like Mickey Mouse. It sounds like AI.
Those people
what
suck.
What is that?
They suck. I told Hannah this. Why? She's 70. Dolly Parton's 79 years old.
Wow.
Like she, if you're still doing it at 79, like Dolly, like what did you expect? Like,
yeah.
Like she's gonna of course be auto-tuned and messed with. Like you can't be singing at that tempo. Like that high of a level at 79, and it's a deluxe version, so it's a fun version of the song. We've heard Please, Please, Please a million freaking times. It's not like a version that we're gonna replace Please, Please, Please for. It's like this is fun because it's got Dolly on it,
right?
Well, I think even if you don't necessarily like the song, check out the music video because it's so funny.
Yeah.
Dolly and Sabrina are all countryed up, very Western of them. And then at the very end, they show someone like, so Dolly and Sabrina are driving this old country truck. And then at the end of the music video, they show the back of the truck and it's someone who resembles Sabrina's ex, Barry from Saltburn.
Hell yeah,
and so that's funny. And for the rest of the album, all very sexy, sultry, fun, poppy songs. I sent Kevin a clip of a song I thought was my favorite, but the more I keep listening to the album, the more my favorite song keeps changing. But a lot of people really like this song. This is the slowest song of the 5. It's called Any Harder.
But I couldn't make it any harder to love me. Your arms are reaching and your eager heart is throbbing. I know you're frustrated because I will not let you touch me. You'll say you can take it, but you don't know how hard I can make it.
So many people say about that song and why they love it is they say it reminds them of Hopelessly Devoted.
Yeah. Yes, I love the same thing.
It's like, yeah, it does so feel like funny. It samples that. Yeah. I liked Bad Reviews. I thought that was cute. Mm. Like, she don't care that you have bad reviews. She's going to fix you. I like that. That's cute.
They're all really good. They're all very Sabrina. Like, if you're a Sabrina fan, you know what to expect with this. Sexy, sultry, fun, big hair. You can rule the world. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
If you are a man in your car right now and you did not get your significant other, you did not get your wife anything for Valentine's Day, and you have totally screwed up, you're like, I didn't even know it was Valentine's Day. I am in panic mode. I have no plans. We got your back here on the Brett Maga Show. We are looking for two guys to compete for one reservation at Casa Don Alfonso, a 5-star Michelin star restaurant at the Ritz. We have your back. We got you. We're going to provide some help.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make them reservations by myself. So glad to know that Brett Meg is always here to help. Did nothing for Valentine's, if you couldn't tell. Glad your teamwork made the dream work. Thanks for all the help.
You're a man who needs some help on Valentine's Day. We got your back. 314-531-9898. You need to make these reservations tonight, 5 o'clock, dinner time. You and your significant other at a 5-star restaurant. Bill's going to be taken care of from us, from here at the Brett Maga Show. You're going to look like a freaking star.
A king.
Yes. Look like you had this plan the entire time. Be like, yeah, baby, surprise, but you got to earn it. Guys, do you remember us doing this last year?
Oh, it was great.
It was iconic.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Nothing can beat last year, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. We're looking for a Keith.
Yes.
We think Keith was a plant. We think Keith is divorced now.
No. For sure. Yeah.
Guys, this is what it sounded like when we asked Keith some questions about his significant other and how much he loves her. Like, hey, tell us about why you love your wife. This is Devin and Keith competing last year. First part is Devin saying all the things about his wife, and then listen to what Keith says about his wife. All right, Devin, compliment your wife.
She is the most beautiful, caring, most down-to-earth person I know. She would give the shirt off her back to a stranger, and I'm the most lucky man in the world to be with her.
All right.
Hey.
Wow. All right. And Keith? Then Keith, go ahead.
Same thing, man.
Same thing.
Okay. You got to put a little bit more effort into it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Keith was really trying to earn this reservation. We asked Keith, all right, Keith, maybe Devin stole the spotlight from you. You know, tell us what you really think about your wife and how she feels about you and your love.
Beautiful wife, yeah, caring. I mean, she almost cares more for the dog than me. Actually, it's the first time I've listened to the radio station because I just got a new truck and you're on the radio station. And I said, man, maybe this is the time that'll happen. I don't know.
Hey, said nothing about the wife. Talked about his truck.
I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in a segment ever.
It ain't about the truck.
It's not about the truck or the dog.
I'm in the doghouse.
All right. We know.
Keith died when he got home.
Right.
Yes. Keith's wife heard that segment and then it was on the news. Like, we lost Keith.
We haven't heard of Keith since.
So we're looking for two guys to compete for love for Valentine's Day. You will get these last second reservations. 314-531-9898. If you want to have last-second reservations at Casa Don Alfonso, one of the nicest restaurants in St. Louis at the Ritz. Dinner is on us. All you got to do is give us a call right now and compete. 314-531-9898. We're going to help you out if you screwed up Valentine's Day.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make them reservations by myself. So glad to know that Brett Meg is always here to help. Did nothing for Valentine's.
Does Let's make the dream work. The Brett Maga Show's got your back. If you are a guy sitting in your car right now saying, oh, dang it, I screwed up Valentine's Day. I have done nothing for my wife or significant other. Luckily, we have reservations. We booked them way in advance, and we're going to pay for your dinner. Dinner's on us. Dinner's on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah's balling on a big budget now. So all you got to do is call into the show and say, hey, I'm an idiot, and I didn't do anything. So let's meet our idiots, contestants competing for this reservation. We have two men that are going to compete for one reservation. Hi, Steve, who did nothing for his wife for Valentine's Day. Nice to meet you.
Idiot number one.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Steve. How long have you been married?
This is about 8th year coming up.
8 years. And why did you do nothing for Valentine's Day?
We have three little ones. We're always busy, and we never really plan on doing much on Valentine's Day because we can't get out.
Okay. Well, you have three kids.
You're going to be able to find a babysitter in a couple hours?
Yes. I think my mom will be clutch.
Mom doesn't know it, but she's about to watch these three kids. And Steve, your wife, who has three kids, deserved a nice Valentine's Day gift. All right, Steve?
Thank you. I hope so.
Let's meet idiot number two, Brock. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Brock, no Valentine's Day plans, huh?
No, I was gone all week. I was just going to get a heart-shaped pizza.
Okay, Brock. Bail on the heart-shaped pizza. Casadale Alfonso might be a lot better. How long have you been married, man?
20 years.
You think,
20 years?
You think you would know
three
better, Brock? Okay, so each of you guys will answer a series of questions, and at the end, we will vote for one winner for this last-second reservation. All right, Steve, you're up first. You have 30 seconds on the clock, if you need it, to compliment your wife. Ready? Go.
My wife is the most supportive, greatest team member and mom in the world. She has a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 7-month-old.
A 3-year-old.
She keeps our house... 4-year-old, 2-year-old, to 6-month-old. She keeps our house afloat. She's always working hard to support me and our family. She's loving, caring. She does the best job of caring for our kids.
All right. Good start.
That was good. Yep. I liked the team member. Didn't like the fumble on your kid's age, but that's all right.
He was a little nervous. I felt like that. And also, like, compliment to her is that she has these kids at this age.
Yeah, literally.
Okay, so Brock, go ahead. You have 30 seconds to compliment your wife.
All right. My wife has been the best team member over the past 20 years. Brought us a 17-year-old, 15-year-old, and 12-year-old daughter, and has done a great job raising three strong women, and has a great job working outside the house, helping to teach early childhood students with special needs.
Wow, Brock, pulling on the heartstrings.
Yes. And he knew the ages of his kids.
Wow. Was he very creative, though? Because that sounded a lot like caller number one, idiot number one.
I agree. Steve, I agree. Brock, you get to go first then, since Hannah thinks there was some copying. You have 30 seconds to lay on the compliments to the show. Butter us up, Brock. Why should we give you this reservation?
Oh, it's awesome. I love the humor. I love the music that you guys play. We listen to it every morning when I take my daughter to school. And you do a great job.
Thank you. Yep, thank you.
Very kind.
Okay.
All right. Steve, go ahead. You have 30 seconds to compliment us on the show.
Brett has two little kids. He knows how hard it is to get out. It's so hard with little kids in the family. I know Hannah's always working out. All right. So we're going to work out.
Okay.
Kevin over here, huge Marvel guy and Star Wars guy myself.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to be able to watch some characters together. We've got a new Marvel movie came out today. That's right.
Brave New World, Captain America. Steve, you got my vote. I'm sorry, Brock.
And AB, I'm sure, could come along for dinner and make us an amazing video for our whole evening.
Wow.
I feel buttered up and blushy.
Wow. I feel like it's dead even now. This is very competitive. Last question for both of you. I'll go with Steve first. You have one move to get yourself out of the doghouse. You're in the doghouse. The wife is mad at you. What is your move? What would you do, Steve? So I can hear the kids in the background.
It's a simple of, I'm sorry, I love you, and just give her a nice hug and just give her space and time.
Space and time. Okay.
Right.
Brock, you're in the doghouse. What would you do?
Man, I feel like he took my answer. Apologize is what I say.
Both guys, we got no other moves other than
public face. That is the move.
All right. Hannah, you get to cast your vote first. Who gets the one reservation at 5 o'clock tonight at Casa Dal Alfonso?
I think I'm going to vote for idiot number one.
Idiot number one, Steve. AB.
I'm going to go with Steve, too. I like the personalization of everything. Like, he really knew us. Yes.
Yeah, I like that. But I know Brock went first. I like that he was more prepared. He knew the ages of his kids. But Steve knew us. And my question is,
we could bribe us, it's obvious.
Yeah. It's obvious. Will Steve take us to dinner?
I'll be honest. I'm going to give it to Steve, too. I think it's a clean sweep. Brock, you would seem like you had plans. You got a heart-shaped pizza that still can work. Steve had nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
Steve had nothing going on. He has three kids, and he was like, that was it. I was just going to use the kids as an excuse. So we're going to save Steve. And Steve, when's the last, I have young kids, too. When's the last time you've been on a date?
Possibly 7 months.
Wow. Now, last time we got her, I got her pregnant. No, I'm All right, Steve.
7 plus 9.
Steve, you're going to get the 5 o'clock reservation at Casa Don Alfonso. Brock, you're going to get a heart-shaped pizza. 20 years of marriage, though, I feel like that's a gift itself, Brock. We appreciate you calling in and having some fun with this. You're a great guy, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. Brock's pissed. Brock's pissed. Mm. Steve. You're about to have baby number 4, brother. Hold on. We'll get your reservation name.
I had some help. It ain't like I can make them reservations by myself. So glad to know that Brett Mega's always here to help. Did nothing for Valentine's, if you couldn't tell. Glad your teamwork made the dream work. Thanks for all the help.
True story. Kevin was trying to set up AB for Valentine's Day. So guys have to catch me up with this. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Yesterday, while we're in the middle of the show, Kevin's looking at his phone going, I got a guy for you, AB. So, and I'm like, what the hell is going on over there? So tell me what is happening and why Kevin was trying to be your wingman, AB.
This has actually been a discussion with my friend, Dr. Aaron Ogie. A couple of times now.
A couple of times.
He's got.
You think AB's this desperate?
Well, it's not about desperation. It's about just finding AB a nice guy. And I don't know. My friend Aaron isn't really a nice guy, but.
Perfect.
You don't trust him.
Kevin is not selling this guy. So what happened? Well, he just said, I got a guy for AB.
He was listening to the show and he goes, hey, does AB want to go out with a nice guy? And I was like, well, who do you got? You know, your son? And, well, he's got two boys, and I thought one of them was named Victor.
Yeah. Kevin's like, I got this guy for you. His name's Victor. I was like, Victor?
I jumped in. I was like, instantly, no. I'm not letting her go.
Well, fortunately, his name is not Victor. In fact, my friend Aaron does not have any kids named Victor. It's Vincent.
Oh, that's a lot better.
That's how close of a friend we are. I know his kids' names.
Okay.
But he also has a son who's single, about AB's age. His name is Thomas. And we started talking, you know, texting back and forth. Okay, so give me, you know, Thomas's stats. What's going on?
Give
what's
me
the
his stats.
You know, it is, you know, and more importantly, what's his level of love for God?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know,
you asked that question.
Yeah, because if you don't love God, you can't love AB. And
so true.
So my friend Aaron texted back and goes, Thomas is great. He's got a good job. He's a solid citizen, and he goes to church every Sunday with mom and dad.
AB, woo-hoo! When you heard this. Did you trust Kevin?
Then I trusted him a little bit more.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it started out as I have a friend and he wants his son to date
you. Are you thinking about dating him?
I'm sure.
Really?
It's not ruled out.
She's open to the idea.
Yeah.
Well, good. Because right now what we do is Thomas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's on the phone, AB, so you could do this date right now.
Yay!
You could meet your future husband right now.
Kevin called up Thomas, and now we're going to introduce you to him.
Oh my gosh.
Live on the air in 2 minutes, guys. AB, you look so excited right now.
I'm nervous.
AB looks like she's going to kill us. And don't blame me. Blame Kevin. This is all Kevin's doing.
This is Kevin's fault.
It's not my fault, and it's actually all Kevin's fault. If you missed it, Kevin actually yesterday, in the middle of on the show, like in between music, he's like, hey, I got a guy for you, AB. I'm like, what is happening over there? And he's like, yeah, my friend Aaron's got a boy named Thomas, and he's a catch. I think you'd really like him. Would you want to go on a date with him and stuff like that? And we actually had Thomas call up to the show. Thomas, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Are you like, what did my dad and Kevin sign me up for?
Yeah, I think we need to take the blame off Kevin and put it entirely on my dad.
I would agree with that.
All right, so we have a series of questions, Thomas, to see if you can date our sister here, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Hannah's very protective.
I am. I'm going to stay silent until I really know what I want to say.
I'm very protective. Hannah actually is, she's cleaning her gun right now in the studio, just so you know. Like, I didn't even know we could bring guns into.
My shotgun rifle is resting on my lap.
So, just so you know. If you had to compare yourself to a type of dog, what would it be and why, Thomas? You like dogs,
Let's
Thomas?
Go. I do, yes. I have two mini golden doodles. So if I had to pick
this
one,
is off to a great
mini, Fred,
mini golden doodle.
Oh, you have two adorable dogs.
That's right.
AB is not a dog person.
I am not a dog
all animals.
Oh, my God.
He's like, oh, great.
Thomas, are you attached to those dogs? How do you feel about those dogs? Okay. If you had to pick a musical, what musical would you want to be in, Thomas? If you just wanted to bust out a song and you were thinking about a musical, what musical would you bust out?
Lion King.
Okay.
Oh,
AB Lion
King. I mean, he knew one off the top of his head.
Right, yes.
All
very
right.
Good.
If you had to pick an outfit to wear for the rest of your life, we just see Thomas, and every single time Thomas is wearing what outfit? What would we see you in, Thomas?
Probably some sort of khaki shorts and a golf polo. I feel like it's a pretty universal outfit.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
That's classy.
We like it? Okay.
Yeah.
If you could have dinner with anybody from the past, present, or future, who would you take out to dinner?
Can I pick two?
Is Jesus one of them?
No, I'd say my grandpa's.
Oh,
a family man.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Jesus would have been a better answer.
Kevin, are you texting his dad right now?
Yeah.
I see Kevin one hand.
Yeah, Kevin's literally texting.
Like, oh my God, this is good. Are we going to be at the wedding
Kevin's
or what?
Kevin's supposed to be recording, and
right,
here he
right,
is,
right.
Setting up date number two.
Right. I'm trying to help a brother out.
What's your order at McDonald's?
It is a large fry and then two, what are they called?
Well, you should know it because you'd be going to McDonald's a
McChickens,
lot.
Two McChickens, two plain McChickens, and a large fry, and a Diet Coke.
I can't say I've ever had a McChicken.
What?
So
no.
It'll be a new experience.
Because AB's got a date. Yeah.
Hannah, I'm trying to help him out.
And then Hannah, as her sister, do you have one other question for him?
What are your intentions with her?
What are your intentions with our sister?
Yeah. I'm so nervous. I'm more nervous than AB.
I think my intention right now is just to find a very good woman with a good head on her shoulders. Obviously, loves God and, you know, loves the world as much as I do.
Loves the world. That was
wow. The world. That was very wholesome.
Yeah. All right, I have one last question. What do you bench?
Oh my God!
Do you think I could take you? Do you think I could if I need to beat you up because you hurt my sister? Can I take you?
There's a good chance.
Oh, cool. Okay. We need a guy.
We have a winner.
We need if I have to beat up the guy for AB, like, he can't be like big and like tough. We've already dealt with that.
Okay, another question that just sprung on me.
<That's> gonna...
Would you be willing to share your location with me when you go take her on her first date so I know safety information?
Don't answer that, Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a good location, so I don't see why not.
Oh,
wow. I'll be proud to show it off.
All right, AB, I don't want to put you on the spot like, oh, if you're going to exchange numbers, whatever, all that kind of stuff. You guys can decide that off the air. But what was your first impression of Thomas hearing about this on the air?
I feel like I had a great first impression.
Wow. Hey,
I loved his answer of his intentions. I feel like that was great. The fact that he was willing to do this, that he let his dad talk him into this,
shows a lot of bravery. He's courage. Yeah. Yeah, very courageous.
Who knows if he's ever even heard this show? Like, he
probably not.
Probably
let's
not.
Be honest. Yeah, let's be honest. Yeah.
No, so, I know he's heard this show. I know he has. I used to see Thomas as an entire family years ago when we used to march in parades. He's a good, strong listener. to the Brett Mega Show.
He's a good, strong guy, okay?
Kevin is reading a script.
Kevin is endorsing Thomas.
Right.
This is Kevin, and I endorse Thomas.
This just came in from his dad. Free dental care for the entire show. His dad's a dentist.
I need that. You do not screw this up.
I think the question about his grandpa's was a really good answer.
I think so, too.
Thomas, you are well-liked on the show. I'm going to give you that.
I appreciate that.
My best friend just texted me, honestly, if he benched a lot, he wouldn't be your type.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Green flag.
Hey! All right. So this is what we're going to do. If you guys want to step aside on the off air, we'll see where this love goes. If it goes anywhere, Kevin will be the one who gets ordained and marries you. Just so you guys know, that's a given.
I'll do it for the entire OG family, Thomas.
Perfect. Thomas, stay on hold. We'll see if it goes anywhere. Guys, I think we might have just found love for AB forever.
Hey!
AB's getting married! AB asked us to play that song for Thomas. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. We just did a live blind date with AB and Thomas. All right, so Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag? What is wrong?
Sorry, I'm a little distracted. Okay,
AB found love? You thought it was impossible too, huh?
She has a new location to follow.
I mean, yeah. I really just, that was
so funny.
She
just got added to Thomas's Find My Friends.
Seriously. So we just talked about Sabrina's new album, and there's another new album that's going to be coming out from an artist we haven't seen or heard from in a hot minute. I'll share who that is at 8:35.
AB, your sister's texting you, your best friend's texting you. What do they think of Thomas?
They said he slayed.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Thomas!
Woo! It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Last night, I was not expecting to go on my phone and see that Selena Gomez posted on Instagram that she is going to be dropping a new music album. Selena has been heavy on the acting scene for years, same with being like a big old boss lady for her really successful makeup brand, Rare Beauty. But she's going back to her roots, baby, with music. Her announcement came like super loaded. It wasn't just like, oh yeah, I'm back in the music scene. She came with like information and receipts. Her post on Instagram came with an album cover, an album title, a single release, and a full album release date. The new album is going to be titled Said I Love You First, and it's going to be with her fiance, Benny Blanco. So it's going to be, you know, lovey. She posted different pictures with Benny. Super cute. And here's a clip of her first single, Scared of Loving You.
Cause I'm not scared of loving you. I'm just scared of losing you. I'm not scared of anyone. Or dying young. Or if you're gonna find somebody new. Cause how could they love you as much as I do? As much as I do.
Super folky. I love it. I dig it. I don't use this term loosely. Benny Blanco is like a genius producer, so I expect the album to be awesome. The other thing is, Selena Gomez is crazy what we're seeing from her. She is a huge businesswoman. She's been nominated for Emmys, nominated for Oscars. She's just recently got engaged, has a huge business, did it all. And I feel like somehow she flies under the radar. Like she does all this stuff and she's a monster and everyone loves her and everyone like knows her. But she's not like Taylor Swift in terms of like has no privacy. She's like doing her own thing, but doing all of these things while doing her own thing. Like how?
It's
incredible.
It's crazy. I mean, she's not like it. Just regardless, a lot of celebrities who have like another brand, like a makeup brand or some clothing brand, a lot of them flop. Rare Beauty is massively successful. They're one of the most successful brands, sold at Sephora. It is huge. Same with her acting career. It's not like a Joe Schmo. She's featured in some weird movie nobody's ever seen. I mean, she is huge in every single aspect of like her career lifestyles. And that song, Scared of Loving You, is fully released right now. It's fully dropped. The whole new album is going to be released on March 21st, which is coming very, very fast. Yeah. So she's been working, hustling. I'm very, very happy for Selena.
So impressive.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Wow. You say.
Let's take a look back on this week, especially on Valentine's Day, and say, what the beep do we say? We take a clip from the show. Kevin beeps out a word, and we see if you can guess what word is beeped out.
Another text. This one's probably my favorite. Hannah is always...
Oh, wow. That's all it said. Yep, period. What is Hannah? Oh, this should be fun. If you want to text
in... Yeah, no kidding.
Well, what do you think Hannah is always? 314-531-9890. You just fill in the beep. If you were to think of Hannah, if you listen to this show, text in. I think of Hannah. She is always beep what?
Wow. You say.
You should have done Roger coughing.
Tell you what that is at 8:48. Oh, yeah. Roger, is Roger going to do the traffic now? We'll see if he coughs here. Because he coughed in the middle of the last traffic report Hannah's referring to.
The Brad Mega Morning Show. Morning Show.
Y98. Wow. You say.
Happy beeping Valentine's Day. What the beep did we say on the Brad Mega Show? This is where we take a look back on the long week. We think of something ridiculous, we say. But it was actually the people who had said this. The people had spoken, Hannah. Mm. This is a clip from the show that happened this week, and we beeped out a certain word. Do you know what the word is?
Another text. This one's probably my favorite. Hannah is always...
Oh, wow. That's all it said.
Yep, period.
Do you remember what they said, Hannah, about
Tons
you?
Tons of texts coming in. Amazing, beautiful, funny.
Shut up. They didn't.
Smart.
Who texted that? They all said that?
My mother. Actually, no, I do remember what was said.
Okay, this is what they actually said about Hannah. Hannah is always...
Another text. This one's probably my favorite. Hannah is always rude.
Oh, wow. That's all it said. Yep,
period.
Period. Hannah is always rude. Period.
Yeah. It was because we were talking about the damn factor meals and how apparently I'm not supposed to heat them up at the office.
Yeah, that was rude. You are rude. Mm-hmm.
I have not stopped since, and I never will stop.
And you wonder why the people have spoken.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You say.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
Let's have some fun on a Friday. Fun fact Friday is where we have a fact battle. So Alex is the current fact champion. Kevin will be the fact contender. Myself, Hannah, and AB will be the judges of your guys' interesting facts. Alex, you want to go first or second as the fact champ?
I'll go second today.
Okay. All right.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. Alex, you can be my Valentine because my fact is about candy hearts. And I found this fascinating. Maybe that's why they taste as bad as they do.
Okay, thank God you mentioned that.
Yeah, I know. Thank God you went that route.
Yep. Right, yes. They are awful.
Because candy hearts were originally created as medical lozenges for sore throats.
What?
Which explains why they don't taste like candy.
That makes a lot of sense.
Do they still help with sore throats?
I guess they do. I don't know. When was the last time you actually ate a candy heart?
Nobody. Good.
I refuse. Right.
Good fact and good timeliness, Kevin. Way to bring the timeliness. Because those candy hearts are terrible.
That was a good fact. Nobody really loves those candy hearts. And I appreciate the Valentine's fact. Mine has nothing to do with Valentine's. But we did have some snow this week. So I found this fact about Venus and snow. Did you know that on Venus, which is a neighboring planet of ours, it actually snows metal?
What?
No idea. Yeah. Mind blown. Oh, wow. Alex gets it.
Mm-hmm.
F those candy hearts. They probably were made for medicine. They're worse than medicine. Venus fact.
Thank you.
No, I think
metal is pouring down. That's crazy.
They're both really good facts this week, I will say, but I have to go with the candy hearts.
Why?
Because now every time when I see one, I'm going to think of that. I'm not going to see Venus and think, oh, it rains metal or snows
metal. Every time I think of rain, I'm going to think, thank God it's not metal.
And thank God we're not on Venus. Right.
Yeah. You make a good point.
All right, it's all up to you, Hannah. Who will get the fact? Who will you send your love to on Valentine's Day?
You know, the candy hearts really do taste like really bad. Really, really bad. I don't even remember the last time I've had one. But this week, I've been pretty PO'd with the snow because I was anticipating for it to be a lot worse. So I don't want to talk about anything snow or metal. I'm going with Kev with candy.
Dang!
Wow.
I thought she was going to go
too. Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's been keeping her up all night. She's been like up at like 2 o'clock in the morning because the snow's been freaking out.
All right, Hannah, you can be my Valentine.
Yay!
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.